Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you very much for your attendance. In this presentation, I would like to talk about evaluation of Azolla as biofertilizer for vegetable production on alluvial soil in West Kalimantan, Indonesia. This picture shows a global malnutrition map in 2015. Malnutrition becomes a global concern. However, developing countries are more affected. Indonesia is no exception, as we see in this map that Indonesia is in moderately low undernourished population. And this picture also showed that this undernourished child live in a place that is not far from the capital city of Indonesia, which is very sad. Malnutrition that manifests as a health problem cannot only be solved by health practitioners alone, but also by agriculture specialists to ensure sufficient and the right kinds of food are produced and also food availability. Poor diets are often the result of insufficient household food security. Therefore, Ministry of Agriculture in Indonesia developed a program that was called Sustainable Reserve Food Garden Program to improve household household food security by encouraging every household to utilize their backyard to produce food for their family, in particular vegetable. One approach to intensify vegetable production and at the same time to improve soil fertility is by using sustainable fertilization through biological nitrogen fixation process. There are many studies using Azolla as a biological nitrogen fixation to increase rice production. However, little is known about Azolla utilization for vegetable production. Therefore, in this study, we use locally grown Azolla as a biological nitrogen fixation for vegetable crops. The purpose for this study was to identify the potential use of Azolla pinnata on vegetable production in West Kalimantan, Indonesia, compared to commonly used fertilizer. Before we go further, I would like to show what Azolla pinnata looks like. Azolla pinnata can be found in the rice field ecosystem and the fish pond. This is where I got Azolla seedling for my study. But sometimes people misidentified Azolla with duckweed because they usually live close to each other. There are several advantages of Azolla utilization, such as for wastewater treatment, human food, and animal feed. Azolla has a symbiotic relationship with cyanobacteria, which live inside the leaf cavities of Azolla, as we can see in this figure. Azolla provides oxygen-free condition for nitrogen fixation process and also provides sugar for the energy of nitrogen fixation process. In return, cyanobacteria provide nitrogen for Azolla growth. The study was conducted in the Agriculture Research Station in West Kalimantan, Indonesia, or sometimes people call this island as the Borneo in Indonesia. The soil type was sulfic endoaqueous in a tropical moist climate. The study was arranged in a randomized complete block design with three replicates. There were five treatments for this study. The first one was control, which there is no nitrogen fertilizer in this treatment. And the second one was urea that was applied at 50 kg per hectare, which was equal to 23 kg nitrogen per hectare. And the third treatment was chicken manure that was applied at 5 ton per hectare, which was equal to 108 kg nitrogen per hectare. Those two rates of this fertilizer was based on the preliminary study. And the there were two Azolla treatments for this study. The first one was the Azolla that was applied at the same urea rate. And the second one was Azolla that was applied at the same manure nitrogen rate. The variety of spinach for this study was bred GT spinach from Indonesian Vegetable Research Institute, and the variety of radish was number 22 short-lived from GL Seeds China. Manure and azolla was applied in 3 days after transplanting for spinach and 12 days after planting for radish, whereas urea was applied in 2 split application in 3 and 14 days after transplanting for spinach and 12 and 27 days after planting for radish. Both crops were harvested at 45 days for spinach and 49 days for radish. I grew Azolla pinnata for this study in a natural pond, as we can see in this figure, with a certain condition. The first one, the temperature could not exceed 30 degrees Celsius, and it could not be exposed to too much high light intensity, and the inoculation rate was 100 to 200 grams per square meter. Then azolla could be harvested at 3 to 4 weeks, or depending on the season. The agronomic parameters for this study was yield, plant height, leaf and branch numbers, nitrogen use efficiency, and leaf and bulb nitrogen contents. Due to time constraints, not all parameters are discussed in this presentation. All data were analyzed using SAS94. The result for this study, the first one was yield. In this figure, we can see that the x-axis represents the nitrogen fertilizer treatment, while the y-axis was yield in ton per hectare. The green bar was for spinach, and the yellow bar was for radish. In this study, it showed that in this result, it showed that manure had the highest yield for spinach, although it was not significant with urea. So the values that was followed by a different letter indicate significant difference within the same crops, based on 2 keys post hoc tests with a p-value less than 0.1. Whereas azolla could not compete with control because there were no significant differences between azolla, those 2 azolla treatments with control. This reveals that manure with the highest nitrogen rate affected the highest spinach yield. And also it revealed that azolla as an organic biofertilizer may take longer time to release mineralizable nitrogen for spinach compared to manure. Unfortunately, there was no significant differences in yield for radish. The second parameter was plant height, and manure also showed the highest plant height for radish, although it was not significant with urea and azolla that was applied at the urea nitrogen rate. Unfortunately, in this study, there was no differences in terms of plant height for spinach. Based on leaf nitrogen content, manure also again showed the highest leaf nitrogen content, although it was not significant difference with urea and control. While azolla still didn't could not compete with the urea and manure and even control. However, there was no significant differences in bulb nitrogen content for radish. The last parameter was nitrogen use efficiency that was determined using this equation, which was the differences in yield, the differences in yield from a nitrogen plot and unfertilized nitrogen plot, and it was divided by kilogram nitrogen applied. Based on the nitrogen use efficiency, it showed that urea had the highest, significantly highest nitrogen use efficiency compared to other treatment. And then it was followed by manure, azolla that was applied at the urea nitrogen rate, and azolla that was applied at the manure rate. Unfortunately, there was no differences in Redis for nitrogen use efficiency. In conclusion, Redis yield did not respond to any fertilizer treatment, and azolla was not as effective as urea or manure at increasing spinach yield. Urea showed significantly highest nitrogen use efficiency in spinach production. And for Redis, azolla that was applied at urea rate and urea had higher nitrogen use efficiency, although no significant differences were found among the treatments. Since this study was conducted in one growing season, there is still needed some further study to better understand the effect of azolla sustainability for vegetable production. I would like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Davis, and some funding from Indonesian Agency for Agricultural Research and Development, from Colorado Agricultural Experiment Station and the cyanobacterial team, and also from the agriculture research team in Indonesia. In that, I would like to thank you, and I'll take any questions.
Questions for the speaker? I have one. So in your treatments, you did not have one with the azolla by itself. Do you think that would have added anything to your study? Or did I misunderstand your...
So I have two azolla treatments, but the rate was... the rate for those two azolla treatments where I compare with the urea and the chicken manure. So there were two azolla.
But they were applied with urea and manure. Correct?
No, with the same rate as urea and the same rate as manure. So it's only azolla itself.
Okay.
Yes? Yeah, I also did some soil analysis and plant analysis, but I didn't put in this data. Yeah, I found some like differences, but I forgot the result. Yeah.
Just the azolla being an organic source versus the urea.
Yeah, because right, because urea and manure were the nitrogen fertilizer that was commonly used by farmers. So since azolla is just like new, so I would like to compare with the commonly used fertilizer that farmers usually used.
Time for one more question.
Unfortunately, so I did the whole study for the whole year because I did the preliminary study to know the rate for urea and the rate for chicken manure. And then after that, I did the azolla study, so I didn't have time to repeat the azolla study again, but maybe for the future, I'll do after I go back to Indonesia after I finish my study.